Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1777, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Reach the factory until about 8 a.m. Deponent says that after making application to Miss Flowers for a position, Miss Nelly immediately left the factory, and Eponent is sure that Miss Nelly did not at any time come in contact with Mr. Frank, and is further sure that if she had seen him in the factory, she would not have known him, as Deponent had never either seen or pointed out Mr. Frank to her, and Miss Nelly had never told Deponent that she knew Mr. Frank. Deponent also says that Miss Nelly never stated to her that she had been in the factory by Mr. Frank or anyone else, and says further that at the time she ever heard Miss Nelly say that Mr. Dot Frank had insulted her was on the first visit of Detective Bass Risser at her home and case of Oliver Street, when Mr. Rosser had called upon Deponent asking her to swear against Mr. Frank, and says that during the conversation between Deponent and Mr. Rosser that Miss Nelly was present and interrupted the conversation by stating to Mr. Rosser that she, Rosser, immediately asked Mr. Frank. Deponent says that Mr. Rosser then turned to Miss Nelly and asked her what she and Miss Nelly tell Mr. Rosser that, on one occasion, when she heard Mrs. by Deponent to the pencil factory, she met a woman she had been sent for by Mr. Frank, who took her to Mr. Frank's office, and that Mr. Frank had winked at her and asked her, "How about a little?" And that there was another man with Mr. Rosser on the occasion of the conversation referred to, that she does not know who this man was, but that he took a statement from Miss Nelly which was signed by Miss Nelly in Deponent's presence. Deponent further says that after Miss Nelly made the statement to Mr. Rosser, she left the room and went into another room with him and was gone some time home, she said to Bass Risser and Deponent. "It is very peculiar that you never while at the pencil factory." Deponent says that Miss Nelly replied that she had decided to keep the matter to herself and admitted that she never mentioned it before telling it to Deponent and to Rosser. Sworn to and subscribed before me, signed Lily Pettis, this 9th day of October, 1913. Signed, C.W. Burke, Notary Public, Fulton County, Georgia. Exhibit C is an exact copy of the above affidavit, except that it is entitled in the case of State versus Leo M. Frank, on April 9th, 1914. Signed before J.O. Al Burke, sworn for the movant, I have read the affidavit of Carrie Smith, known as number 29410, dated April 20th, 1914, and sworn to before W. Young, Notary Public, never at any time since I was engaged upon the case of Leo M. Frank have I promised any person or persons money or a fee of any kind for giving evidence or making affidavits of any nature whatever, nor that at any time I have used assumed names. I never at any time used the assumed name of Maddox, and while I have taken affidavits from Carrie Smith, I did so under my own name, and most positively did not promise her anything, or offer her any reward for making the affidavits referred to. J.W. Wren, sworn for the movant, I have never been in the employ of Leo M. Frank or Frank's counsel, and never until today have I ever been in the private office of L.Z. Rosser, or spoken to Mr. Rosser about the Frank case until this day, nor did either Mr. Rosser or Mr. Brandon know me by sight until this day. I have